Pickering exhaled a long breath. Whether or not he told Marjorie Tench that the plane was coming into Bolling Air Force Base, he knew she had the means to find out. The question was whether or not she would do it. He sensed from the determination in her voice that she would not rest. Marjorie Tench was scared. "Marjorie," Pickering said with unmistakable clarity of tone, "someone is lying to me. Of this I am certain. Either it is Rachel Sexton and two civilian scientists, or it is you. I believe it is you." Tench exploded. "How dare! Your indignity has no resonance with me, so save it. You would be wise to know that I have absolute proof NASA and the White House broadcast untruths tonight." Tench fell suddenly silent. Pickering let her reel a moment. "I'm not looking for a political meltdown any more than you are. But there have been lies. Lies that cannot stand. If you want me to help you, you've got to start by being honest with me." Tench sounded tempted but wary. "If you're so certain there were lies, why haven't you stepped forward?" "I don't interfere in political matters." Tench muttered something that sounded a lot like bullshit. "Are you trying to tell me, Marjorie, that the president's announcement tonight was entirely accurate?" There was a long silence on the line. Pickering knew he had her. "Listen, we both know this is a time bomb waiting to explode. But it's not too late. There are compromises we can make." Tench said nothing for several seconds. Finally, she sighed. "We should meet." Touchdown, Pickering thought. "I have something to show you," Tench said, "and I believe it will shed some light on this matter. I'll come to your office." "No," she said hurriedly. "It's late. Your presence here would raise concerns. I'd prefer to keep this matter between us." Pickering read between the lines. The president knows nothing about this. "You're welcome to come here," he said. Tench sounded distrusting. "Let's meet somewhere discreet." Pickering had expected as much. "The FDR memorial is convenient to the White House," Tench said. "It will be empty at this time of night."
Pickering considered it. The FDR memorial sat midway between the Jefferson and Lincoln memorials, in an extremely safe part of town. After a long beat, Pickering agreed.
"1 hour," Tench said, signing off. "And come alone."
Immediately upon hanging up, Marjorie Tench phoned NASA Administrator Ekstrom. Her voice was tight as she relayed the bad news.
"Pickering could be a problem,"